The Red Belly Play of the Day, thanks to Red Belly Sports. Intelligent betting strategies for results like no other. See for yourself at redbellysports.com.au.
Yes, welcome to Wed Kennett. Thanks to Red Belly Sports. It was a winning week last week. Hello to you, Ed.
Morning, Gareth, and everybody else. Nice day, and have that rail out. I probably don't need to talk about that. I dare say you've been discussing that all morning. You know, the rail at Rose Hill does create some difficulties for me because I've got no opinion set at the moment exactly where they'll want to go, Gareth, in terms of what the pattern will be. But, you know, I say that, but then I'm going to turn around now and tip one in race one because I normally like to use a couple of races to, you know, get your gauge on the day. But I can't go round number one Brunelli because, you know, if you go back, and it's only had six runs in its career, this horse, but if you go back and have a look at the last start, that day that they couldn't lead into that horrible win when the track conditions were heavy, it was impossible. If you take that run out of it and then, you know, apply the form, you just got to be with it. I mean, the blinkers go on. I'm not saying that, you know, Skedaddle couldn't win. I'm saying he probably has to elevate. I'm not saying that Salik can't win. I'm not saying that even something like Magic Ruler couldn't win. But, you know, I'm going to hazard a guess to say with the rail out as far as it is that I want to be on a leader. That's what my gut tells me. I've got the blinkers on. I've got Gay training a horse and a fail last start that if we remove it would have its price a hell of a lot shorter than what it is. So for that sake, Gareth, you know, I'm pulling the trigger. I want to be on number one Brunelli.
$100 a win, Edward. I like it. $7 with the tab at the moment.
Yeah, mate. And I think, you know, given what I just said about we don't know exactly what's going to happen in terms of the pattern there today, we are very happy with the state of the track, mind you. I think I'll just leave it there, mate. And we're going to watch a few races and work the pattern out as the day goes.
So that's the only race, Ed, but you're pretty confident on Veronelli.
Yeah,
well, you got another one for us.
Confident. If the pattern plays that way, I put it this way, just forget that last run. Just totally forget it. Remember I spoke the other week about a horse called Canasta?
Yes.
One that I backed on that particular day. I'd backed it early and, you know, you can't get off them, unfortunately. But I know it goes in today, but it's back in distance, so I can't apply the same theory to it, Gareth. But I think the right thing to do, well, the way I do it anyway, is to sit on my hands a little bit, study the pattern and see what happens.
And sign up to redbellysports.com.au because you can watch you in action with a live page. You've got a brilliant app and website these days, Ed. So on fire. Enjoy your day and back plenty of winners.